Hey, it's Rob Lowe the Star, and you tapped in to Hustle and Shine in the Morning. Hey,
shut up, Brian.
Kansas City, yeah, it's time to wake up. Get your butt up off the mattress, ain't no time to lay up. Don't you know it's Hustling Shine in the Morning? Yeah, yeah, we getting to it, making plays while they on it. Turn it up, that's my jam. 103.3, where that Z get slammed. Yeah, yeah, I see you doing your dance. But slow it down, baby, put that wheel in your hand. Don't be driving fast and crazy while you in your commute. Your baby daddy always trip, you won't give him the boot. Your baby mama think you're lying, you ain't telling the truth. And your kids woke up late, you gotta take them to school. It's cold, play this on your job while you're heading to work. With the morning gossip, you can get out of dirt. Motivation in a minute, we got all type of perks. Yeah, yeah, I know this sliding, throw this hit in reverse. Like, Kansas City, yeah, it's time to wake up. Get your butt up off the mattress, ain't no time to lay up. Don't you know it's Hustling Shine in the Morning? Yeah, yeah, we getting to it, making plays while they on it. Turn it up, that's my jam. 103.3,
where does he get slammed? Come on.
Yeah, yeah, I see you doing your dance. But slow it down, baby, put that willing.
Come on, good morning, get up. Good morning, get up. Good morning, good morning, good morning, wake up. Yes, sir. We are late, but we are hustling and shining on Kansas City's number one for hip-hop R&B. Side 103 Jams report live from the Brown and Kruber Studio.
6:52 on your time, cousins. It is a high of 89, currently is 68. Now, them storms knocked a lot of stuff out last night, but we are back in full effect, Kansas City.
Howdy!
What's up, man? How you feeling on this global day of parents? And June 1st, of course.
It's the first of the month. Bills is due.
Oh, don't remind me.
Oh, my bad.
How'd you do that?
Nah, but them tornadoes kept me up all night. I like the sirens and all that. Yep. Like I didn't get an ounce of sleep last night. So
yeah.
I'm rolling on 10, Kansas City. You don't know what you're gonna get today. But of course, we got Mayor Quentin Lucas coming up at about 7:38. That's when that conversation starts. We got a lot to talk about with him.
We really do. The morning gossip goes down at your 23s. Jay-Z then pulled a Beyonce and broke the internet. We're gonna dive into who he dissed and if you think it's mid-mid.
Oh my
skip.
God.
Please. let's see. I would say you motivation. We already did motivational minute. Look, man, it's a jam-packed show. Y'all know how we get down on these Mondays.
And, of course, what we do have is 7-Eleven roll call
that is
up next.
Let's
so
get that.
Go ahead right now. Text us the name of a friend, family member, colleague, somebody that's hustling and shining, a senior, Miss Juneteenth. It don't matter who it is. Text us the name right now to 816-900-4103.
Uh-huh.
And we got those shout-outs at 7-Eleven with that roll call.
Ooh, that's my jam. Tacos and tequila. Plus that $500 fill-up qualifying week. We got that qualifier coming up for you in the 7 o'clock hour. You get $500 of gas, it could be yours. Only from Hustle and Shine in the Morning on Kansas City's number one for hip-hop, R&B, and throwbacks.
Hot 103 Jams.
Haters better get on your job. Tell them, haters get on your job. Motivate, sucker, can't make me suffer. Just make me stronger and make me tough.
The way to be exceptional is to be the exception. Rather than defaulting to what most people would do, do what is best, what is right, what makes a positive contribution. Exceptional performance comes from exceptional thinking. Don't merely react to what life sends your direction, but engage the power of your mind to respond in a thoughtful, effective way. You have something valuable and original to contribute. So to be exceptional, be yourself. Exceptional behavior is authentic behavior. Center your priorities and efforts around the visions of life you honestly feel at the center of your being. Exceptional actions are those that bring meaningful results. Look beyond the fleeting, superficial concerns and put your energy into creating value that endures, that serves a purpose. You are here today to be exceptional, to forge a path into places where no one has gone before. Now and always, let your own exceptional light shine brightly for the benefit of all. Growth looks good on you. That's today's Motivational Minute, only on Hustle and Shine in the Morning, Hot 103 Jams.
Hey, what's up, world? It's your boy, Big Court of the Holding Court Podcast and Legacy Builders. You already know what it is, man. I'm up early in the morning hustling and shining on Hot 103 Jams. Salute.
Shout out to all the cousins who is tapping at Hot 103 Jams. We love and appreciate you for always listening to Hustle and Shine in the Morning. And also, we want to shout out everybody who's out here riding around and getting it. Also, you know, you tapped into the stream, too. Shout out to all those cousins who's locked in and seeing why I have a face for radio. radio. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, please.
From the Brown and Crouppen studio. Stop you and this pretty privileged stuff that you got over there, D.
Oh,
I don't know
please.
What you talk about. thank you for tuning in on the stream, and shout out to all the cousins driving around. Woo, you done made it out the tornado warning and all of that. You done got up on Bruce R. Watkins and saw all that water. Chill out. Hydroplaning starts at what, like 35 miles an hour mm-hmm. when you're driving?
Yeah.
So yeah, watch out for that. Shout out to all the cousins that's driving in the downtown loop or at the Grandview Triangle, wherever you are, however you're doing it. Thank you for tapping in the Hustle and Shine in the morning, because we know and we realize you literally could have been anywhere else in the world, cousin.
But you decided to be here with us today, and we appreciate you and your time, cousin.
Shine, booyah, roll call.
It's time for that 7-Eleven roll call. Only on Hustle and Shine in the morning. Shout out to our cousins that's hitting that text line, coming through. Big shout out, and a grand rising was sent throughout the town. Love that. We ain't had a grand rising in a little minute. One of our cousins from the 816 said, Grand Rising KC, NDJ, Jax, YL, and KC Old School Drill Team. Have a great day. Be the calm after the storm. I'm with you when you write.
Mm-hmm.
Kiara said, happy Monday, Hustle and Shine. May you have a blessed day, to the whole city as well. Major shout out to one of our cousins. Last time she hit us up, she said, love, auntie. So we gonna call you auntie. She said, it was a pleasure meeting you, B, at the Mom Can We Talk event. And it was good hearing all the different stories. Major shout out to you, Anastasia Jackson. Shout out to you, cousin. Hey, yeah, we back. We back with it. Nova is graduating Grandview Middle School. Major shout out to you, Papa Anthony. Love you so much. Shout out to our cousins, Kavion Roberts, Staley High, Jamie at Piper High, Amaya Williams at Kansas University, Dante Dixon at Park Hill High. Shout out to all the cousins that are tapped in. We appreciate you. And as you walk that stage, big love to you. Carmen R., Rich Harris, Brandon Blake as well.
When Facebook goes against you and have the volume up.
It will do that. Oh, real quick, one last a shout out on my end at least. Major shout out to Harrison Perkins out of Lee Summit West, being that standout athlete and setting the new Missouri State High School Activities Association record in the boys 200 meter dash.
Yes.
So major shout out to Harrison Perkins on that that big win right there.
Yes, and also big love to Miss Juneteenth winner, Junior Alina Kirk from Blue Valley Northwest.
Yeah.
Man, she did her thing last night.
Yeah. Shout out to all the cousins. I forgot we had some events over the weekend. We ain't even get a chance to do a little da-da-da. Shout out to Leilani, Kedra, and Hannah. We appreciate you as well.
TMG, The Morning Gossip. It's the Morning Gossip with Hustle and Shine on Hot 103 Jam.
7:27 on your time. It's a high of 86. Currently is 67 in Independence. Well, Mike Epps shares his unusual hobby.
I ride unicycles. I ride little ones, tall ones. I stopped doing it because people think I'm a clown when I do it. So if somebody see me on that shit, I don't know what it is, but they start f***ing with me.
I did not expect that.
Me neither. Sounds fun though.
Yeah, it sounds very interesting. Other news, Jay-Z is reminding us that he is the blueprint. He not only combed out his locks, but he also freestyled at the Roots picnic.
The rock's not crumbling. The leprechauns have magically run out of pranks. Your son on a federal jail line mumbling something about having too much in his drink. You know how dumb that is? Another one fumbled his, wonder how I get the blame. His teeth is tumbling out their mouth, and somehow I'm the
one to blame.
It's supposed to be gang.
It was a breath of fresh air, D.
So those last two shots were Dame Dash and Tory Lanez, if you couldn't tell. And he also took shots at Kanye West a few times, Drake, and Nicki Minaj, and a few other people. But that's just the short list of the people that, you know, people would care about the most.
Oh, I loved it.
I like when people do stuff like this. I think this is interesting. I like it. It's fun.
Hov is back outside. Drake, you better step down. This is not a level that you prepared for, my dog.
What does he need to step down for?
He's not prepared for this.
What do you want him to do? He just dissed like 10 people and you're aiming it at Drake.
I pray that he responds.
I don't think he
should.
Because
ain't none of them other people
going to
respond.
I don't think he should.
Including your little favorite.
I don't think he should respond.
Including your favorite. She's not going to respond.
Jay-Z said what anybody should say, which is, I'm older than you. I was the blueprint. You looked up to me. I didn't look down. I didn't look up to you.
It was a breath of fresh air. Drake, sit down.
He said the facts. I'm with you when you're right, Jay.
This is Marquita Miller Joshua with 5-Star Tax and Business Solutions. I'm up this morning hustling and shining with Hot 103 Jams.
Another Monday talking all things Kansas City with our 50-50 elected mayor, Mayor Quinn Lucas of Kansas City, Missouri. Now, today marks the return of bus fares after nearly 6 years of free transit. For a lot of Kansas Cityans living paycheck to paycheck, that's another $62 a month they now have to find just to get to work, school, doctor's appointments, and back home. Now, at the same time, the streetcar, which I am a big proponent of, so are you, Mayor Lucas, remains free, despite being one of the city's biggest transportation investments. Now, help people understand this, Mayor Lucas. How can Kansas City justify charging bus riders, many of whom have the fewest transportation options, while keeping the streetcar free? And what do you say to residents who feel like the people who need transit the most are being asked to carry the burden?
I don't think there is a fair justification to charging for buses when the streetcar is free, and frankly, when bus fares don't even go to paying probably 20% of the system costs. I think this is a mistake. This is something that we've shared. It was Kansas City, Missouri's position that we actually keep truly zero fare transit throughout. There is a regional agency that runs the ATA, roughly 11 members, three of which appointed by me as the mayor of Kansas City, the rest coming from places like Cass County and Leavenworth County. I think this is something that we will regret. Now, what have we tried to do to make sure that it works for people who are of need? We can continue to have functionally free fare. You can go to the United Way of Kansas City, the United Way, and make sure that you get access to a pass card that allows you to take part in our free fare program still. So the idea is those who are needy will continue to be able to ride the system. But no, I think this was the sort of system, this change was inspired by fear of the homeless, fear of people that you don't necessarily want to be around. And I'll tell you this, I was riding the streetcar yesterday. Streetcar isn't just a bunch of tourists. I was there on a Sunday. And there are people who are unhoused. There are people who are traveling for work. There are people in their work uniforms going to work at a restaurant or a hotel. That's the sort of thing that this whole city deserves. So I think this is something that's regrettable. I'm proud that for 6 years of my 8 years as mayor, we had this system. I think it helped change lives.
Mayor Lucas, on Twitter the other day, you sounded like somebody's black mama with the, hey, KC, we have company, so act like you got a little bit of home training. Now, the FIBA World Cup matches begin in within 9 days in KC. Lionel Messi and his Argentina team have landed in KC, and now this is the moment of truth. What do you expect from KC as we navigate this entirely new experience?
Kansas City, just like your family, we're going to act right. We are going to make sure that our guests are welcome, not just our friends from Argentina, but from all around the world. And frankly, we're going to do it for ourselves. Kansas City is an amazing city that is too often marred by incidents that I think none of us want to see. And I expect that this summer, particularly in some of those bars that are staying open late, although many of them cannot, but I hope that we are going to see people who are respectful. We always have that are kind, keeping your guns at home, not bringing them out, not building out some of the same foolishness that sometimes holds us back. This is an opportunity for Kansas City to share to the world who we are. And I know before people get annoyed and say, Q, I ain't worried about none of that. I want y'all to fix the potholes. Let me tell you why this is important. This generates business. This generates tourism opportunity. This generates jobs for people back here in Kansas City. And when I talk to my folks who are working in the restaurant industry, when I talk to folks who have small businesses, when I talk to people who are at our hotels, they want customers. They want customers, opportunity, eventually more money for them. That's what this builds for us. So, yes, don't act a fool and make sure that this is a summer we can all be proud of.
Now, Mayor Lucas, today is the start of Pride Month, and more than 250 people have signed a petition calling on Kansas City Pride to bar elected officials, including yourself, from participating because of the recent vote to repeal the city's conversion therapy ban. Some members of the LGBTQ plus community feel disappointed and betrayed, Mayor Lucas, while others say that there's more nuance to the issue. What would you say directly to the LGBTQ plus Kansas Cityans who feel their trust has been shaken a little bit, and how do you plan to rebuild that trust moving forward?
You know, look, I mean, first of all, I'm just going to go on the basics, right? I have been a supporter of the LGBTQ community since childhood. Members of my family, so many others. So that's something that runs since the 80s. You know, you can do the everyday political sort of stuff. And I think there are some for their own political gain are trying to weaponize acceptance. I think that is unfortunate. And that's just, I guess, the way they're going to be. The reality and the one that we've shared to those who care to listen, and it's not as clickable, so I imagine some don't. The United States Supreme Court struck down basically conversion therapy bans like ours, struck it down. And so, and we are in court right now for people who are saying, why'd y'all have to move? We are in court. Our plan was to repeal and replace. We have an ordinance probably that will drop today that will be the strongest protection in the country from any American city standing against conversion therapy, but more than anything, standing for and with our LGBTQ community, particularly our young people. I'm proud of that. And let me tell you this, over my years, and I'm proud to be a lawyer. I'm not a born communicator. And I leave that to y'all. But as a lawyer, I'm going to make sure that we do right, that we're not just performing, but we're actually making real progress and we're passing real substance. And that's what the LGBTQ community wants from me. That's what the Black community wants from me. Y'all don't want somebody just clicking and coming up with the best reels around, because you can get those carnival barkers anywhere. You want somebody who's passing real protections. That's what we're doing. The Supreme Court, MAGA-inspired lawyers, the Missouri Attorney General, forced us to have to react. We're going to react and, I think, build back stronger, and we're going to be the strongest protectors of our LGBTQ community ever. And I will be at Pride. I will be in our Black community celebrating our LGBTQ community of color, which is an important part of all of it. And I look forward to celebrating this month and accepting all.
Quickly, man, Lucas, before we dip out, a lot of our cousins are concerned about the green duck and that burning building yesterday. Any update on that story?
You know, I think first things first, everybody is safe from that. Occasionally when you have abandoned commercial structures, you worry about somebody squatting there, sleeping there. So that's step one. We're going back to do more inspection today to see how survivable, how salvageable the business is. But that was a tragedy to see yesterday over on 26th and Prospect.
We appreciate your time, Mayor Lucas. We'll holler at you next week. Please continue to be a blessing for Kansas City.
All right. Take care, y'all. Later.
TMG, the Morning Gossip. It's the Morning Gossip with Hustle and Shine on Hot 103 Jam.
8:25 on your time. It's a high of 87. Currently, it is 68 in Overland Park. Martin Lawrence speaks during the Eddie Murphy tribute during the 51st AFI Life Achievement Award.
Went up to a security. I said, can I meet him? And they said, yeah, you can meet him. And Eddie was leaned over so cool. I said, Eddie Murphy, I'm Martin Lawrence. Brother, can I take a picture with you? Eddie looked at me, looked me in the eyes, and he said, no. And my face was cracked. And then I took a picture with Robert Townsend.
Oh, that's even that just as good.
The way he said it, it was not.
Man, Robert Townsend is a man.
Yeah, of course, absolutely. But it ain't Eddie Murphy. It's not the same thing. I had a moment with T.I. once where I wanted a picture, and he didn't say no, but he was giving like...
Get away from me.
No, he was giving, you got 2 seconds to take this picture or it ain't gonna happen.
Well, you can't do nothing with me.
And that was like last year during that Core DJ retreat in Atlanta. And
ain't you can do with me.
Thank God I got that picture though. But he looked pissed. I never posted it because he looks upset.
Just hit me.
I was like, it's okay, T.I. I'm so sorry. I did not mean to interrupt you. A Tiny was sitting there. The whole family, they was eating in the back. I was okay.
Was King there?
I didn't see him. No. I didn't see him there. Okay. No, I did not. I think I saw Zonique.
He wasn't trying to say, you know, like... he wasn't trying to scam you.
No, I saw Zonique and then I saw
Tiny. You can't do nothing with me.
I wanted to ask her too, but I just was like, it's okay.
Oh, it's Tiny.
She was sitting down. They were eating. So it was, you know, it was
one of
those.
Is she taller than Era?
Ain't shit you can do with me.
You know, shout out to Era. They might be the same height. We just gonna put that out there. They might be the same height.
Well, now that that is taken care of, it is time for birthday announcements.
It's Gemini season. Happy birthday to those charming, intelligent, and overly social Gemini.
Hey, who birthday? Put your hand up.
Sending over a happy birthday to former NBA player Nick Young. A big happy birthday to actor, comedian, and host. You remember him as Mr. Cooper. Happy birthday to Mark Curry. A happy birthday to actor who's played on the hit show The Unit and other hit shows. Happy birthday to Dennis Haysbert. And last but not least, a major happy birthday to film narrator, actor, and director who some consider the voice of God. Happy birthday to Morgan Freeman.
Okay, D, let's go home and wish some of our cousins in KC some happy birthdays. Happy birthday, Ebony in Love, Darion Rambo, and Tashae Davidson. Happy birthday, Illy Gassaway III, Janelle Boyd, and Zachary Kane Pitts. Happy birthday, Victoria Rawls, Felicia Lowe, and Destiny Howard. Sending birthday love to Eric Stewart, Tylesi Green, and Ashley Lynn. Happy birthday, M.H. Hopkins, Marcus D. Johnson, and everybody else born on June 1st. Happy birthday, Gemini. Celebrate your day.
Happy birthday. Put your hand up.
We see you singing in the car.
Oh my God.
Your neighbors hear you singing at the crib.
Yeah.
Now it's time to play.
What's the name of the show?
That's My Jam with Hustle and Shine on Hot 103 Jam.
Good morning, cousin. Who is this?
This is Mike. Mike.
What's up, Mike? Mike, what you doing?
I'm trying to get ready for work.
Oh, he don't sound excited. Mike is part of the. said I'm not.
Straight to the point.
It's part of the reason because something wrong with your check engine light.
Hell yeah.
He said that's one of the problems.
Now he's gonna make it all the way to Legends Field.
Look, we got two tickets, two tacos and tequila. We wanna hook you up with them, but you gotta finish these lyrics. You ready?
Oh, let's try it out.
I can't live without your love. Thinking of you makes me feel like I can be only one for you.
Only you. That's all we need.
That was the only confident part of that whole thing.
We want our tequila.
Yeah,
that's what we
looking for. That man said he don't want no tacos. Straight liquor.
Yeah, we need the tacos and the tequila.
All right, cousin, you are now getting those two tickets to go see Busta Rhymes, Soulja Boy, Bow Wow, and more. Of course, 112 will be there as well. Who you going to take with you, though?
Oh, I'll probably take old Dusty Nate. This is a sick Negro.
You done tickled him today.
Because I like people just
turned up.
Yeah, that's my type of vibe right there. Dusty Nate, he in the building at Tacos and Tequila. Make sure he right, though. Hey, cousin, go ahead and tell Kansas City One Morning Show getting you hooked up.
Hustle and Shine in the morning, Hot 103 Jam. Don't forget the Slammer's Legion.